So we can start today's daf is Samachet. Learn today's daf Zechanishmas Rochel Vas Mordechai. Shama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we are on the last line on Samach Dalet Amud Beis by the Itmar. So yesterday we went through a bunch of possibilities, but in the end we determined that the Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan in our Mishnah was whether you mocher ba'ayin yafe or mocher ba'ayin ra. When one makes a sale, does he do it like with an open heart, and he gives as much as possible? So we interpret the sale to include as much as possible, or mocher ba'ayin ra, according to Rav Chachamim, which is that we interpret the sale to be as limited as possible, as long as it's in the confines of the contract, but as limited as possible. So Itmar, now a statement from the Amarayim, Itmar, learned in Yeshiva, from Huna, Amar Rav, or Huna says the name of Rav, Halacha to Divrei Chachamim. The Halacha is like the words of the Chachamim, which means that the Mocher is Ba'ayin Ra'ahu Mocher. Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba Amar Shmuel, but Shmuel is quoted, so from Chokas Rav Shmuel, Shmuel is quoted as saying, Halacha to Rabbi Akiva. The Halacha goes like Rabbi Akiva, who holds a Kol HaMocher, Ba'ayin Yafa Hu Mocher. That's going to be the maskana in the end also. So Amalei Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba Rav Huna. So Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba says to Rav Huna, meaning Rav Yirmiya Abba, who says to Rav Huna, how can you, Rav Huna, have paskin like Rav, that the halach is like Chachamim, v'hazimnin sagiyin amarte kameh de Rav. There were plenty of times where I said this memra in front of Rav, the hilchotza k'Rabbi Akiva, that the halach according to Rabbi Akiva, a code word for halach, mocha ra'ayin yafa, v'lo amra li v'lo midi. And Rav never said anything to me. He didn't argue with me. Meaning that he agreed that the halach is like Rabbi Akiva. So Amra Le, so this Amra Le is very strange, and the Rashbam points out, but we'll just read Pshat. Amra Le, Rav Huna says back to Rav Yirmiya, Heichi Tanisa, how did you say your words in front of Rav? I mean, you said that you told Rav the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, and Rav said nothing. So what did you say? So he says, Ibcha Tanina, I learned the Shitos, I taught him the Shitos opposite to what we have, meaning I said to him, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva means Ayin Ra. Against the Chacham, says, I am Yafa, which is the opposite of what we have. So he says, well, if that's the case, well, then you gave the halacha the way he wanted. Rav wanted the halacha to be a mocha ra'ayin ra. You're saying Rabbi Kiva holds a mocha ra'ayin ra, so he didn't argue with you, because you said that you agreed with him. Therefore, he didn't say anything to you, because maybe you got the names wrong, but at least you got the shittas right. So Rashbam says there's no way that could be from the Gemara. Right. This cannot be the interpretation, there's no way this could be the conversation that they had, because if this is what he said, then he never would have had a question. Oh, he never said anything to me. Of course, he never said anything to me. You told him the halacha the way he wanted. Look at the Rashbam. He says it's the first wide short line. He says uve gemara hu dekamafarish ibcha habitani Rabbi Yirmiya. It's the Stam de Gemara who's saying that Rabbi Yirmiya said it the opposite way. Umiu ihu lo amar Rav Huna lashon ze ibcha tanina. He didn't say. Rabbi Yirmiya himself didn't say to Rav Huna ibcha tanini. Tanina, she'im ha'yodeya, she'im Rav Huna shone kamosa, because had he known that he was learning it the opposite way, lo ha'yelo l'tmoa, he never would have had a kasha, because he's learning it the opposite way. Da'ayinu ha, because then it would have been the same thing, of bein Rav Huna, bein Rav Yirmiya, hilchot ba'ayin ra mocher, because then they would have both been saying the same thing, that they're both saying that Rav held ayin ra mocher. So the response says that this cannot be, that was actual conversation, it's Stam Gemara, it's the Gemara, it's the editors, and whoever who put it in, who said this must have been the explanation as to what's going on. The only difficulty is with that is that Gemara says Amar Lei. So Amar Lei means to seem to indicate that they said, but Rashbam says that's impossible. Okay. So now we also, so this machlokas of Mocha B'Ayin Ra, Mocha B'Ayin Yafa is also machlokas Rav Shmuel. Shmuel says like Rabbi Kiva Ayin Yafa, Rav says like Rav Chachamim Ayin Ra. So now we're going to bring down that Rav Shmuel seem to have a similar machlokas elsewhere. So the question is going to be, first of all, is it the same machlokas? We're going to say yes, and then if it's the same machlokas, why is it written twice? So, Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi, Lema, let us say, Azlu Tamayu, that Rav and Shmuel go according to their shitas elsewhere. The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman quoted Shmuel, says as follows, Ha'achin shel chalku, so we have brothers who are splitting property. I mean, they were Yorish, a large property from their father, and now they're coming to split it. Rashbam points out, Ha'achim shalchalku, shneim mochrim zelazeh. Each one is considered selling their portion in one to another. So let's say this track A and track B, each one owns 50% of A and B from the Yerusha, So Reuven is selling his 50% portion in track A in return for Shimon for selling to Reuven his 50% portion in track B. So right away the Gemara is making the assumption that they are considered mochrim, that it's a sale. So the Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel Ha'achin Shel Chalku. So they split Ein Lahen Lo Derech Ze Al Ze. They do not have the ability to walk through each other's property to get to their properties. No derech zela zeh, meaning let's say one was an internal, one was like a captured property, right? It's inside the other property. The guy on the inside doesn't have automatically have a right to walk through the outside property to get to his field. He would have to appease the outer owner in order to get a pathway to go into his property. So ein lahen lo derech zeh al zeh. What? Even if it's the only way, like I said, he has no right. He would have to appease the outside owner in order to get a right of passage to get to his property. So Ein Derech Lo Zel Zeh, Velo Sulamo Zel Zeh. They don't have a right to lean ladders on each other's property. Velo Chalono Zel Zeh. I guess they don't have a right to keep the windows. Means the other person could build a wall opposite the window. Velo Amos Mayim Zel Zeh. They don't have the right to pass a water channel between one property into his property. V'hizaru bahen, and you should be careful, this is Rav Nachman finishing, shehalachos kvu saying that these are halachos most of Sinai, apparently. These are straight halachos. But Rav Amar, Rav says, no, Rav Amar, yesh lahem, they do have the right. They do have the right, says that. So how does this work out into their shitas? So let's read this Rashbam. Ein len derech zeh lazeh, im chalku shnei sados, they're splitting two fields. One took the outer field, one took the inner field. The inner one only has one way to get to his property, which is through the outer field. That's how his father, who owned both, would be able to get through. So, the inner guy does not have a right to walk through. He has no path. Because he's considered the seller, he sold the inner guy sold his portion in the outer field, and he's mocher ma'ayin yafim, which means he sells everything. Velo shir derech la'atzmo, he stam doesn't leave over a path for himself. He has to make arrangements for that.
Why do you say that the father left it ma'ayin yafim?
Because the father left him one big field, and now they're splitting it.
I understand, but he knew eventually he's going to have to split it.
Right.
So it's the
Ayin
Yafin that I left him a path.
All right, so we'll see. The Kevan Shemochelo La'achri of Chalko Shebechitzen Ba'ayim Machelo Kol HaSadeh. So since he's selling to his brother the outer portion, he sells it for Ayin Yafin, Lo Kol Machelo Kol HaSadeh, the entire field, the Haderech and the entire field, and the pathway. Velo Sheyer La'atzmo B'mechir Zoklum. He didn't lean over.
He can't go through, there's no other way.
What? So don't be a fool and make sure that when you do this, that you maintain a path. But if you don't put it in the contract, if you don't make the deal, you mocher ma'ayin yafa, and you sell everything.
Isn't that the same as the well in the path yesterday?
What about the well? So that's what the machlokes are talking about, ayin yafa, ayin ra.
Exactly
the same thing. V'hainu Shmuel, this is Shmuel, the tamei, the pasak Rabbi Kiva, or holds like Rabbi Kiva, the mocher ba'ayin yafa, mocher. So he's mocher ma'ayin yafa. The problem is now, the response will point out, well, isn't the outer guy also mocher? He's mocher his portion to the inner guy, so he's mocher ayin yafa. He should be selling it with a path.
Right.
So he says it's back. So the Rashbam says no. I'm not sure I understand. It's not a Yerusha issue. It's a mechira. They were yorish the entire property. They're selling to each other, splitting the property now. So then the Rashbam says the legabi pnimi, when it comes to the inner guy shayach lemeimar ayin yafa. There you can say mocher ayin yafa. The Afal Pi should Surach Lefroch Ba'avir, even though he has to like fly through the air to get to his property. Lo Shir La'atzmo as a Derech. He didn't leave over the Derech unless he explicates it. Aval Vabichitzo, which is the question we just asked, isn't the guy on the outside also selling? If he's selling his portion, he's selling to the inner guy his portion to the inner field. So he should be selling Reuven's out to Shimon, Reuven's portion in the inner field. He should be selling along that with the path. He says, no, Aval Chitzka Bechitzon. I'm not sure I understand this. Gabichitzon lo shayach aner ayin ra'a b'mashe eno nosen osa derech. It's not going to say ayin ra'a, the fact that he's not giving him a path. Shari enu mocher besoda zo hachitzon. He's not considered a mocher. Elo lokeach. He's considered a purchaser. Ubi lokeach lo shayach an yafe. I don't know. I don't know. Why is he considered only? Why is he only considered a purchaser? Aval besoda ha pnimi, but the inner guy, havehu mocher. He's considered a seller. Shemachol la'avi chelko, because he's selling to his. Somehow they seem to be saying that the outer field. When you look at the entire field, it's the outer field. And you split it, the outer field is considered the original. So the original, he's the only guy. He's the only guy. He's keeping what he has, and he is now purchasing that portion. Not exactly sure why. The Rishpam has a great question. Why is it only considered? It's quid pro quo. Each one is selling to the other. So, but the Rishpam says that the outer guy is not considered selling. He's only considered buying. He's buying the outer portion. He's not selling the inner portion. And there, but I don't know why. I don't know why. We're gonna have to leave that for now. But because the Rishpam seems to indicate that it's only the inner guy who's selling his right to the outer portion. And if he's selling his right to the outer portion, he's mocher ba'ayin yafa, and therefore there's no path left over. Again, I don't understand why the outer guy is not considered a seller either. He goes, okay, so you have the machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel. So here we have the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether you're mocher ba'ayin ra or mocher ba'ayin yafa, and you had it already, and you had it. We have it again. Right, so we have it. So shricha. So now we need to have this machlokas mentioned again. Di'i ashmi inin bahi. Have we just...
What's the outer and what's the inner? What is that?
Here's a field. Right? Here's a field. Here's a field. This is the borders. These are all the borders. Here's all the borders. Okay? This is the whole one field. Guys sell... This is what the father had. You're the whole thing, and then they split it. This is the outer field. It has exposure everywhere else. You can get into it. This is the inner field. There's no way for it to get there. There's no way to get there except, well, it's landlocked. There's no way for it to get there except through the outer field. So there's no path. So utzricha, and we need this mention of smolchus in two places. Di ashmin bahi. Have we just mentioned the smolchus rabbi shmuel of mochra ayin yafin mochra ayin ra? Right, bahi ka amarav. Maybe over here is what you mentioned before. Maybe he ka amarav. Maybe only here does Rav say mochra ayin ra. And therefore, the guy left over is considered that he left over a path. We should the amr lay exactly what you said before. Ba'ina l'meder be'kihechi d'dor be'avosei. I want to live in this property the same way our father lived in this property, just like our father had an easy path to get to the inner property. So, do I get an inner easy path to get to the property? So, maybe over here specifically, Rav would say mocher be'ayin ra, meaning he leaves over the path because he wants to make because we just want to maintain the status quo. Ayin Ra, because you want to maintain the status quo. Ayin Ra means I keep myself a path. Because I want to keep the status quo, which the status quo was the owner of the inner property had a path through the outer property to get there. But maybe, right, Teda, you should know, interesting, you should know that the Yorushim get to use the property the same way the father used the property from a pasuk to ksiv, tachas avosecha yuvanecha. In place of the fathers will be the sons. So the sons get it the same way. But maybe in the Machlokas by Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan, maybe in the clue that we had in our Mishnayos, maybe there he agrees to Shmuel that Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa. Who says that Rav holds Mocher Ba'ayin Ra is across the board? Maybe he holds Mocher Ba'ayin Ra only in this case where you had the landlocked field because I want to get a path to the field the same way my father had a path to the field. But in all other instances, maybe I agree that Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa. And then, but the Itmar, and the Itmar the other way around. And if you just had Baha, that we only had the machlokas in Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan, then Rav and Shmuel or Cholik, who do we pass like over there? Maybe Baha ka Amar Shmuel. Maybe only there Shmuel says Mocher ba'ayin yafa, that you give over the path. But Baha, then maybe Baha ema morli l'Rav. Maybe he holds like Rav that in this case of the Yorshim, he would hold that Mocher ba'ayin ra, that you would leave the path over because again you want to have the access to the field the same way the previous generation had access to the field. Therefore, we have to have the machlokes in Rav and Shmuel in two places. Number one, this case of the Yorshim, and number two, which was actually number one, they argued on whether or not we hold like Rabbi Kiva and Rechachamim in our Mishnah. Okay. Amalei Rav Nachman le Rav Huna. Also, it's interesting. Amalei Rav Nachman le Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman, who's a Talmud of Shmuel, says to Rav Huna, Hilchos Kavasein. Is the halacha like us, meaning like Shmuel, who says mocher ba'ayin yafu mocher, or halacha like Rav Huna, Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, or is the halacha like you that mocher ba'ayin ra u mocher like Rav? So who's the halacha like us or you? So Amalei, so Rav Huna says, duh, you're right, you guys are right. Amalei, hilchos kivasaychu. The halacha follows you, Rav Nachman, like you, like Shmuel, who says that mocher ba'ayin yafa, because why do we pass like you guys? Demikrivisu levava the Reish Galusa. Because you guys, your yeshiva is close to the gates of the Reish Galusa. What does that mean? Rashbam says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 lines when they get wide. At the end of the line, it says, Demikrivisu levava the Reish Galusa. Rav Nachman chasana de ben Yisiyahava. Rav Nachman was the chasan, was the son-in-law of the Nasi, right? V'ragil b'makom hadayonim l'shchicha dayani. And he was ragil to be in the courthouse where there are a lot of judges. V'ra'a maisi mechol yom heichri dayani. And he saw every day, halach l'maisa, how it was going, how it was playing out. And therefore the halach is going to be like you, because you've actually seen this halach in motion. Inami dini. Or he saw a lot of, either he saw dayanim, or he saw dine, or he saw the actual judges. Kaf perish Rabbeinu Chananel. It's interesting, because you were closer to the court, I have to defer to you, basically, is what Rafun is saying.
He was only an observer.
What?
He was only an observer.
Right, but he observed how the other judges were judging. Mm-hmm. And they might...
So therefore, that gives him the credence of...
So Rafun says, that means you must have seen this action, this halacha in motion. You saw the way everybody else did it, and they did it according to the way your understanding. So I'm going to have to defer to you, because you've seen it. You have psak. Psak's on your side. Okay. Next. Itmar, who was learned in the Mace Medrash. Shnei batim ze lifnim mizeh. So you have two houses. You have an inner house and an outer house. Right? Rashbam says, ze lifnim mizeh, v'drishas al hapnimi al achid shloshes harabim. The only way you get to the inner house is via the outer house, or the property from the outer house. That's how you get outside. So I think, it seems over here, it belongs, both the inner house and the outer house belong to one person. This one person now comes, and he's selling both properties to two separate people, right? So shnehem b'mecher, shnehem b'matana, eilhen derech ze el ze. If the owner sells both properties, one, Reuven sells one to Shimon, one to Levi, or Reuven gives as a matana, one house to Shimon, one house to Levi, so then eilhen derech ze el ze. Neither of them, meaning the inner guy, does not retain the path way to go out. And the only way he can get the path to go out is try to appease the outer guy to buy a right to go out. That's the only way he can do it. Look at what Rashbam says, Shnehem b'mecher, Shemachron b'yachad l'shnei b'nei adam. He sold them, Reuven was the owner of both houses, he sold them to get at the same time to two separate people. O shnehem b'yachad b'matan l'shnei b'nei adam. Or he sold both fields, both houses to, or he gave both houses to different people as a matana. Elo derech lepnimi al hachitzon. There is no path for the inner guy to the outside, because now the problem is we say, wait a second.
How did they do that before? How did they get in the first place?
Because he owned both properties, so he walked from one to the other. One owner. He's subdivided now.
By one owner.
Right. That's what it says. It says shemachron biyachal l'shnei b'yadam. So he says the problem is over here is that when he sold to the inner guy, gave to the inner guy, didn't we say that b'mocher b'ayin yafa?
He's
mocher b'ayin yafa. That should cool the path. So the Gemara is basically saying is that, well, he's mocher to both b'ayin yafa, and both ayin yafa is going to cancel each other out to leave no path. He says elahechad, right? He says ein lo derech lepnimi alatitzon. Rashbam says tihechid lepnimi zavin diyav b'ayin yafa. Just like the inner guy he sold was ayin yafa, lechitzonami b'ayin yafa yahav zavin. The outer guy also he sold with this ayin yafa. V'lo mikri ayin ra'a afilu rabbanon. It would be considered ayin ra'a to the inner guy. Ayin Ra would only be our case, where I would sell to you the inner place, leave for myself the outer place, and then not give you a path. That would be Ayin Ra. Here I didn't leave anything over to myself. I sold everything. The inner guy has no rights to the outer guy. When I sell them to you, I'm selling both Ayin Yafa. Your Ayin Yafa can't trump your Ayin Yafa. So basically it cancels each other out. All you guys do is get the tract of land, and you have no, when I sold to you, it must be at the same time. I sold at separate time. If I sold to you first, then I must have sold to you with the right. Then if I sold to the outer guy, he can't take away the right. That's why the Rashbam, I think, points out, Shemachron B'yachan, he sold them at the exact same time. And he can't leave, I can't give you Ayin Yafa to your, and make it your Ayin Ra. They cancel each other out, so therefore he has no pathway to the outer side. The kosher cane, and the Gemara says,
it's basically the same situation as the
situation.
It's not. It's a very different situation. The other situation is where I sold and I left. Rashbam pointed out, I sold to you the inner path, the inner house, and I left to myself the outer path, the outer house. Here I'm selling both houses to two separate individuals. It's a different case. That's why we have a different halacha.
So let them fight it out among themselves.
They're not going to fight it out. There's nothing to fight. The inner guy doesn't have a right. If he wants the right, he has to buy it. There's no fight. There's clear halacha.
Yeah.
Right, the kol shekein chitzo b'matan of the prim b'mecher, and kol shekein if he gave the outer guy as a present and the inner guy as a mecher, because everyone agrees that when you give a present, it's ba'ayin yafa, and it's a higher ayin yafa when it's a mecher. So the ayin yafa of the present would trump the ayin yafa of the sale. However, they said, what if you did the other way around? Chitzo b'mecher, I sold it to the outer guy, which is all at the same time. So if I sold him ba'ayin yafa. And Pnimi Matana, and I gave it to the inner guy as a Matana. So, Savar Minei, they originally thought, Ein Lem Derech Zeh Zeh. Well, they both have, I gave away the farm already, but they both have Ayin Yafa, so we thought it's the same thing, that the inner guy doesn't have a path through the outer field. The Gemara says, Velobi, that's not the case, because the Ayin Yafa of a Matana is greater than the Ayin Yafa of a Mechira. So if I give the inner guy a present, and give the outer guy as a Mecher, the inner guy's presence, Ayin Yafa, will trump the outer guy's Ayin Yafa of the sale, and he would have the path. That's what Gemara says, Velohi, Milo Tnan. We already have the Mishnah a little later on, a few days. Bamedvarim Amurim, when do we say, right, this is a case according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan says, if you kone a boar in the field, according to the Rabbanan, you have to buy for yourself a path as well. Bamedvarim Amurim, that's specifically Bimocher, by a sale. Aval Benose Matana, if I gave it as a present, No sin as kulan. He gives everything, including the path. Alma mandi yav matana ba'ayin yafa yav. When you give a patent present, you give the present with a higher ayin yafa. Hachanami. So to in our case, where I split the field and I sold the outer portion to A, and I gave the inner portion to B as a present. The inner portion mandi yav matana ba'ayin yafa yav. He gets an ayin yafa, and he would get a pathway through. Right? Rashbam says, b'met dvarim amurim. When do we say the pligi rabbanon the army the tzarich lokeach likach derech? When did rabbanon argue and say ba'ayin ra'a, and therefore the purchaser would have to buy a path? The pligi rabbanon the medrash pligi rabbanon the tzarich lokeach derech aval mocher lo tzarich, but the mocher doesn't need mishum da'ayin ra'a mocher. How do you mean mocher? Specifically by sale. Aval motin natana, if you give the gift, moda the ba'ayin yafa yahi v'yod gam derech, that you give the ayin yafa and you give the path. Almor Rabbanan Tzvirle Mocher Ba'ayin Ra Mocher Gabi Nosein Moded Ba'ayin Yafa Nosein. Even the Rabbanan agree that if Nosein is if Mocher is Ayin Ra by Matana, they say Ayin Yafa, and that Ayin Yafa is going to trump the other Ayin Yafa according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay.
So there's a gift in the sale of the two properties.
It's two properties. They abut each other. One's landlocked. I sell you the outer side part, and I'm giving it as a gift without a sale to the inner to him. Okay. Next, again, continuing what's included in a stam sale of a bias. Again, if you contract, you write everything in, hire your lawyers, get a Bloomberg form, check the boxes, and make sure you sell everything that you want. But if you do it the wrong way, you do it the cheap way, you're going to have problems. What's going to happen? So hamocher es habayis. So a guy sells the house. And again, he doesn't explicate what's included, what's not included. So what's included, the Mishnah says, Machar es hadeles, he is included in that is the door. The door is considered attached to the house, and it's part of the house. Avalo es hamavteach, but not the mavteach. Now, it seems here that the mavteach is not typical mavteach that we have by us, that you have a key that comes out of the house, you put it in your pocket, and you walk away. In the old days, and if you had like the key was something, it was actually part of the locking mechanism. And I've seen, some old cartoons where the keys are always in the lock. So you say that that's not considered part of the sale. Don't know why. I guess because you can take it. You could theoretically take it out and move it around. But I don't think it's talking about like we have. Well, I don't care if I show you the key because my car doesn't have a key anymore. But you know those keys that you take out. So he says, "Avalo es hamavteach," and also "Machar es hamachteshes." You, included in the sale is the machteshes. What's the machteshes? Sorry, machteshes hakavua. The machteshes in the karka. It's some sort of crusher, it seems like. It's some sort of pestle or more. Some sort of thing that you crush. So if it is in the ground, if I guess it's part of the karka, then it is sold.
of a loes hamitalteles, but not this crusher that can be moved. That right, and also included is mocher es haitstrovial of a loes hakeles. Included in the sale, it's the trove, I believe, is this big base of the mill. It's the bottom base of the mill. Rashbam says, "Ogol shesaviv harechayim." I don't have the picture. Maybe he has a picture. It's this big circular base of the mill. He says, "V'davar kavuahu." It's something kavua. The aim aziz lo sum koma. It doesn't move. So that's part of the house, but not the kelis. What's the kelis? He calls it the afarcheses. I don't know what that is. It seems to me maybe it's some sort of cylinder. Some sort of cylinder that's on top. Right, he calls it a hopper, but I don't know what a hopper means. So it's some sort of cylinder that's on top that seems to be moved. Right? What?
That's the movable piece of the mill.
Right. It's the move. I just don't know what hopper means. That's what it said in the look it up in the dashboard. He calls it the hopper also. Just go ahead.
It says it's detachable.
Right. So I know it's detachable. What's a hopper? He just says a hopper is great, but it doesn't help.
Below is
a kelis.
Oh, sieve.
Oh, that's better. So maybe on top, what you had is this piece that you put on top of the put on top of it, and you put the grains on top that would go through. So that would come out. Now we know what a hopper is.
No, it's not a hopper.
What?
Attached to a machine. If you have the part that drops out.
Okay, it's a hopper.
It's a hopper.
Okay. The lowest atanor, the lowest ikirayim, and not the oven, and not the stoves, because these are not considered mechuba the karka, and therefore, right? Rashbam says the kol hanach metaltelhem. Those are all movable. V'halkin nami tayim tosefta. Right, that's called the Tosefta, that these things are movable. But ubizman sha'amr lo, if during the sale the seller says to the buyer, or they put in the contract, who, meaning the house, v'cho masha v'socho, and everything that's in it, so then these things are included. Hare kulan mechurin. All these things, Rashbam points out specifically, it's not everything in the house. It's all these things in the Mishnah. That seems to be right. The fixtures are not included. The fixtures are included. The non-fixtures are excluded. Because in those things that move, I want to take with me. I want to take my couch with me to my new house. But the chandelier, I have to replace it. I can't. It's a fixture. The same idea now when you sell houses. Fixtures are not. Fixtures are included.
Yeah, but like an oven. You have an oven now.
But the oven now we have is attached. Remember, their ovens were different. The ovens are very different. They had these two pots. They turned upside down over. Over a range, those things are movable.
Well, like things like washing machines.
Yeah, those are things that are movable. If you have anything built in, apparently seems to be the rule. Anything built in, you can't move. So, Arei Kula Mukhurin, Rashbam says, Kol Hanak Hashmishna Metalten. Rashbam says, when the Mishnah says that everything's included, everything that's in the Mishnah, these things that are movable. Aval Shar Mini Tashmisei, but the other things in the house, Lo Mizdavinin, like my couch, my pots, my pans, those aren't included. Even if I said everything that's inside, I'm selling to you. The only thing that's included when you say that are things that are specifically particular to this house. They could be metallic, but you typically don't lend out because they're heavy. I typically don't lend out the wash machine. I typically don't lend out the hopper because it's heavy. So if I don't exclude, if I say it's plain, the hopper is not included. If I say everything included in the house, the hopper is included, but doesn't include my pots and pans. Right? Umavteach, and here is the key. It says, Mavteach nami ikur tashmisho lipotachas sholdele zeh ve'em roi lacheres. This key is specific for this door, not any other door. Behind the time of the lozavin sharmin tashmish, saying, what's the reason why you don't sell like your pots and pans and other tashmishin? Dilobatil gabi bias, because it's not butthole to the house.
Because you need it.
Exactly. Right. Well, he doesn't say that. He says because they left bottle legabi the bias. Inami or inarots l'srachim in a shkur nesholo. Most people here, and this I guess is when they're selling, they're moving to another place in the neighborhood. V'yad revise acher. You're going to learn someone else, and this is what Yoni says. V'tzrichalom ataltan. He needs his stuff. Aval gabi chutzir. The chutzir is different. But they say Rashbam just pointed again when he says it includes everything. It means everything that's mentioned in the Mishnah, not your pots and pans. Okay. The Gemara then says lema masnisin de lo kerbi meyer. Maybe should we say that our Mishnah does not accord with the view of Rabbi Meir, right? Our Mishnah was basically that things that are movable are not included in the sale of the house, even though they're specifically needed for what's going on in that house. The Rabbi Meir, learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir is going to say in a Brisa in like 9 days or so. I think it's an Ayin Ches. Mocher es hakerem. If I sell the vineyard and I don't explicate what's included in the sale, the Rav Meir says mocher tashmishe kerem. Everything that's used in the kerem is also included. Everything that's particular for the use of the kerem, even if it's not fully attached. So here you see that everything that's used that's for specifically for this house, even if it's not fully attached to the ground, would be sold. So too here, it would include the machteshes. The Rashbam leiv masnisin the katani lo macher machteshes hamitaltel the loker of meir. Dikar of meir hamen perak hamochers asvira rice begamor mochers gerim akdash mekerim. Says v'hu adin lamocher bayis and mochers mishe bayis. It should be the same thing. If you sell something plain, what should be included is the things that are used specifically for that thing that's being sold. Just like the tashvish mekerim are sold, so to the tashvish bayis should be sold. Where it says, no, I feel tamikar of mayor. You could say that our Mishnah even accords with the Shita of mayor, which we'll reject in a moment, because we could say, Hossam, there by the Karem, it's Kviye. Those things are Kavua there and they don't move. But Hacha lo Kviya. But here, these things are not considered Kavua. The Gemara says, no, we can't say that our Mishnah is talking about things that are not Kavua, because Vaha, we also talk about the Mafteach. Pa Mafteach, Dumya the Delas Katani. We have a key which is similar to the door. Ma delas kviya, just like the door is kavua in the wall, af mateach kviya. So to the mateach is kviya. That's why I'm saying that the key cannot be just a key that you put in your pocket and walk away. It's some sort of locking mechanism that's attached to the door.
Yeah, but attached to the door, anybody can open it.
From the inside.
The purpose of having...
It's only from the inside.
Huh?
From the inside. From the inside, so you can't get it from the outside.
Oh, what? Okay.
What?
Yeah, but
I can't hear two at the same time. What? I can't. Well,
okay.
The door. The key's on the inside.
Yeah.
It's part of the locking mechanism from the inside.
Oh yeah, some people.
Okay. What do you say? The Dallas and the door.
No.
The Dallas and the Mafteya.
Yeah, no, you feel.
Ah, okay. I hear. I don't know.
Maybe that's just convention.
Right, I hear you. If we're talking about, but then why? But Rav Meir, they seem to be saying that Rav Meir says that when you sell anything, everything goes along with it. So they're saying here now. So you're saying no. The difference over there is because that's kavua. This is kavua, and this is not kavua. But now we're proving our mission. There's also things that are kavua. Af mafteach de kavia. Rashi Rambam says. He says after the last line. He says it's like 8 lines before they get really wide. It says ve'afal gav de kviya bedelas eino machor, sherei tashmish kalhu v'noach l'taltlo. It's easy, even though it's kavua in the delas, it's easy to remove. Umpamim shemitaltelas avelo tadir. Sometimes you move it, but not all the time. The door you never move, but this key sometimes you will move, but it's still considered kavua. So it seems to be that the Mishnah is even talking about something that's kavua, and nevertheless it's not considered sold, which goes against Rav Meir, who says if it's kavua, it is considered sold. So Ela Machvarta de Masnisin de Loker Rav Meir. Must be that our Mishnah is not like Rav Meir. Problem is with this Mishnah is a lot also is that we're not fully understanding the Metzius as to what this thing is. So I always thought about, like, you have this some sort of locking mechanism on the inside that they called a Mafteach. It's not this key that you put in and you turn it. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Yeah, but that's called a briach, the bolt. We'll see that in a moment also.
That's not the same?
I thought that, but now you'll see in a second. It's similar like that. It must be some sort of mechanism like that. Tanar Bonin and Brysa. Hamocher is a bias. Someone sells the house, stam. What's included? Mocher is hadeles. He sells the door. The es haneger. The neger, they say, is the briach, which is like the hasp. Right? That's the thing that's the bolt. The es hamanul, some sort of locking mechanism in the door. Avalo es hamafteach, but not this mafteach thing, because sometimes it's taken out. Machar es hamafteches hachakuka, you sell this this crusher that seems to be dug into the bedrock of the house. It's chakuka. Avalo es hakavua, and not the one that's not dug in, meaning it can be moved. It can be mitalteles. Machar ha'itstroibil, you sell the base of the rechayim, because that's something that's kavua that doesn't move. Of a low as a kelis, but not the hopper. And now we know what a hopper is. A low as a tanor, below as a kirayim, below as a rechayim. Not the tanor, not the kirayim, and not the rechayim. The rechayim must be a smaller type of mill that you use, because those are, what? A handmill, because those are dvarim bitaltlim. Rabbi Lezer argues, Rabbi Lezer says, no, omer kol mechub lekarka reku karka. Doesn't matter what it was beforehand, once something gets attached to the ground, it's considered part of the ground. So therefore, I guess he's talking about the machteshes. The machteshes, which is dug out when it was beforehand, and it was placed into the ground. Rabbi Lezer is going to argue that that's still considered part of the house, and it's going to be sold along with the house. So that seems to be machlokes. But if he says, who, v'chol ma'ashe betocho, it and everything that's in it, harei kulan muhurin. They are all considered sold, meaning all these things mentioned in the Mishnah. However, no matter what you say, whether you say benkach or benkach, whether you say hu mashab socho or not, it does not include lo macha lo sabor. You don't the pit lo sadot. Dot is as it's more like a well where it has stones on the line in the wall. The lowest hayatzia, which is a small house we saw in the beginning of the Mishnah, small house outside. Those are not sold at all because those are not considered part of the bias. Those are separate entities to begin with. Okay. So now, it's interesting where we're going from here. So we're gonna sort of diverge a little bit. We seem to have had a machlokas here between the Chachamim and the Rabbi Lezer regarding something that was separated to start with, and then you attach it to the ground. Is it considered part of the house? Is it considered mechubel karka? This was this machteshes that was made outside and then placed into the ground. The Chachamim said that is not part of the house, and therefore it's not part of the sale. And Rabbi Lezer says, once it's mechubel karka, it's part of the house.
Are you able to remove it, or it's permanent?
It seems to be that it's difficult to move. It's not. It seems that it's relatively permanent. Okay? So not Pasha, it's a machlokas. The Chachamim say, if it was Pasha, it wouldn't be a machlokas. The Chachamim say that since it was considered a separate item and you attached it, it's considered not part of the house and it's not included in the sale. Rabbi Lezer says it is included in the sale. So we're going to now bring, a Tosefta. So the halacha is, we know the halacha is that it's a Mishnah in Maseches Edios, that three lugin of Mayim She'uvin, three lugin of drawn water, passes a mikvah. You have to first have 40 lugin of Mayim Chaim, and then you can do a shaka and drip in other water. But drawn water passes the mikvah. What's drawn water? It's water that's drawn through a kli. So what's considered a kli that the water goes through? If the water runs along the ground and goes into the mikvah, that's fine. But if the water is captured in some sort of pipe, and then the pipe brings the water to the mikvah, that could be a problem. So the Brisa says as follows, Tana Rabbanan, Tzinor, Ulevasov kivau posal samikva, kivau ulevasov chakukako enu posal samitzva. So you have sort of a tzinor, some sort of pipe that you dug it out. Some sort of like a piece of water, piece of piping that's full and that can't draw anything. You dig it out and then you put it to the ground. So you made it into a kli and then you put it onto the ground. Posal samikva. That passes the mikvah, that's considered a kli, and the water that flows through there is considered drawn water. However, kivau ulevasochaku, if you took this piece, whatever it was, and you attached it to the ground, and then you hollowed it out, and then the water flowed through it, ain't opposed to us a mikvah. That is not possible to mikvah because it's considered part of the ground. You just made it easier for the water to run along the ground, but you didn't make it a kli first. If it's a kli first, and then on the ground, it passes. If it's on the ground, then turn it into kli, then it's okay. So the Gemara then says, Mani, according to whose shita does this Tosefta go? Again, this Tosefta said that if I attach the tzinor to the karka and then I hollow it out, it's not considered a kli and it's fine for the mikvah. So the Gemara says, Lo ki Rabbi Lezer, velo Rabbanan. It doesn't go according to the shita Rabbi Lezer, it doesn't go according to the shita Rabbanan. Problem is, which Rabbi Lezer and which Rabbanan? So the Gemara says, maybe it's our Rabbi Lezer. That's the Gemara's first attempt. Right, Rashbam says it's tzinor. It's the first wide line. Tzinor shall eitz, which means I think it just means some sort of branch. O shall even asar kimin silon v'yordo mimenu ma'ila mikvah. From it, water goes into the mikvah. Kavu bekarka posel es hamikvah. If you made it into the pipe and then put it into the ground, it passes the mikvah. The mayim she'uvin posel also because drawn water passes the mikvah. B'kevin shahayi toris klielav kovin shakavu. Since it has a name, it's considered a kli before you embedded it into the ground. Lo mivetal su shein kli minei. It's still considered a kli. Umashvile she'uvin l'mayim she'betocho. And it's considered the water inside, considered mayim she'uvin. The Rashbam continues, but if you put it in the ground and then hollowed it out, harehu ka'osu charetz b'karka. It's just as if it's like you're making a ditch in the ground, meaning you mevatal this tzinor to the ground, and when you hollow it out, it's as if you made a ditch into the ground, you made a furrow into the ground. That's why it's kosher. So money hach brisa de katani. This brisa that says dimishum kfiyas b'karka lo batil, that if something's already placed in the ground, it's not considered batil. Lo batil shem klimenei dimikara. If something's a kli, that something is originally a kli, and then you attach it to the ground, it maintains its name, the shame kli, Who is that like? It's not like Rabbi Lezer or Rabbanon. The Gemara says, which Rabbi Lezer? Which Rabbi Lezer we're talking about? Hey, Rabbi Lezer. So maybe it's Elaim Rabbi Lezer Debayis. Maybe it's Rabbi Lezer that we just mentioned in our Mishnah. And because what was our Mishnah? In this Brisa, what was the Brisa that we had before? Rabbi Lezer says, if I had this Machteshes that was separated, and then I put it to the ground, it becomes part of the ground. It's included in the sale of the house. Meaning, it loses its shame kli, which is against this brisa, which says that if you attach it, it maintains the shame kli. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma, it's different. Meaning, Dilma, hainu tarmi with Rabbi Lezer. And maybe Rabbi Lezer says the reason why it's included in the sale of the house is sover mocher ayin yafa mocher. Maybe it holds mocher ayin yafa, and therefore, only when it comes to a sale do we consider this thing to be part of the house. Because when you're mocher ayin yafa, you include it, you try to interpret the language as liberally as possible to include everything as possible into the sale. Rabbanan sorry mocher ayin ra'a mocher. But Rabbanan will argue that's mocher ayin ra'a. And that's why it's not included in the sale. But it has nothing to do with whether or not it maintains or doesn't maintain the shame kli. So we're stuck now. We have this brisa in mikvos. And we say the brisa doesn't accord with the shita, neither of Elazar nor Chachamim. We haven't yet to figure out which of the shitos are we saying that the brisa does not accord with. And we'll pick up there with tomorrow. Short off tomorrow. We'll pick up tomorrow.